Mary, can we bring you in? No mow, no spray?
Well, not a lot to report. I have been in touch with, I'm still, haven't had anything back from Xander. I'd sent him some questions, which I'd hoped he was going to sort of put into the Environment Committee, but haven't heard back from him. I'd been in touch with Jeannie about the no more no spray, you know, just to give feedback about that, about, you know, I think that Green Space were asking for what the members of the community felt about it. One of the things I wasn't quite sure about, and this is just from when I was going to ask Jeannie Grant about, was if the maps are to scale, because certainly in Victoria Park it shows three of the four sides of the park as it, you know, it, with red around them, which would, you know, a designated no mow area. In point of fact, it's not like that. It's sort of on the ground. It's a bit patchier. So it was, I mean, that was just a technicality. But in terms of involving other groups, I have also been in touch with Karen Mackay, who I'll chase up. Well, I won't chase up, but I'll get back in touch with her. It was Karen had been talking about having some kind of get together in the campus library post COP26 week, just with groups who would be interested in possibly taking forward looking at how we could possibly enhance the no mow, no spray areas, because I gather there are quite a number of people who think this is just going to be a big, you know, patches of nettles and docks and so on. So the idea would be that possibly Feldy and Flower, possibly the school, you know, other groups may be interested in taking on a part or a patch of these areas, but that would have to involve, I think Karen was talking about, you know, a DfE project, because I know she's involved with that. But it would obviously have to involve Green Space as well, and these other groups. So I haven't pursued that. I was sort of waiting to hear back from Karen, but I'll follow that up. I think that's about it on that. I don't know, Elaine, were you still interested in being involved in that, or?
Yep.
Yeah, so if I just keep you in the loop if I'm sending out, you know, yep, an email or anything like that. And, you know, hopefully either Xander will come back, if he's managed to put these questions to the Environment Committee, because I'm still quite concerned about the sort of glyphosate use. I mean, it is still being used. I know that they have these they're looking at these trial areas, but I know that it's still being used by in other places by the council, and it was just to get an idea of where and how often. And you know, I think it's really good that they're trialing, you know, no spray, but I'd just like to be a bit more precise about it. I'd like some data, if you like. You know, it's fine saying it's under review and so on, but I'd like some sort of factual idea of, you know, maybe time scale, maybe, you know, what areas they're still going to spray, that kind of thing.
Okay, thank you, Mary.
Okay.
I don't know what people think of this as an idea. I ran it past Mary after.
I meant to mention that. Yeah, sorry, Victor, but I'll let you, it's your idea.
Should we have a little sort of garden competition in Aberfeldy, where we maybe use maybe some microgrant money and to give out a few prizes, like £300, £100, 50 and 50.
Oh, we always did have.
Yeah.
Very quickly. Because I won it.
That was Aberfeldy and Bloom. That was Aberfeldy and Bloom that ran that.
That's right.
So the theory here is the vast majority of green space in Aberfeldy is in private hands and gardens. It's not council land.
All right. Okay.
So could we have a little version of Aberfeldy and Bloom, and but put a slant on it, which is, you know, people with some sort of environmental slant to their garden.
Mm-hmm.
So either they're not using chemicals, or they're doing something else to improve wildlife in the gardens, or whatever it is. We could have somebody from the community council, and maybe Mary and or Feldy from Flyer, or maybe Gatehouse Nursery, have a little committee, three or four people, so we get people to express an interest. We get three or four people to go around and judge the gardens and give out some prizes. Would that be a good thing?
Yes. Sounds good.
Yeah, seems like a good idea. Just to take over officially from Aberfeldy and Bloom then.
Would we be trampling on toes?
Elaine, when did they stop it? Was it 2 years ago?
I think they just stopped it because of COVID. Because right up until then,
they didn't have time to go around all the gardens, Elaine. They were struggling for that.
We had Creef and Leaf came 1 year.
Uh-huh.
And I think it was Pitlochry and Bloom came another year. I haven't heard that. I just heard that it was because of COVID it's had been stopped.
Right, okay.
So I think you'd have to.
This is Andy, did private gardens as well.
Eh?
I said they did businesses and private gardens as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This might be worthwhile checking with the group.
Yeah.
I would have said so first. Mm-hmm. Or maybe a joint venture with them for doing it to help them, and then add it in that way if they're still doing it, Victor.
Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to think what we could do. So if this thing exists already, then that's good. So what we could do, we could potentially, find a way of putting in a little bit of prize money or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And or maybe we can have, maybe there's just a conventional garden, and maybe there could be a sort of subsection for an environment or a wildlife friendly garden or whatever.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're getting £200 or £300 as a prize, it's actually quite nice.
Yeah.
Maybe in vouchers or whatever, it's quite a nice little prize for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And we could just raise this whole profile of this issue.
Yeah. I wonder if Aberfeldy Show would even be keen to.
I'm sure they would.
Mm-hmm.
They would want to be part of it as well, I think.
Elaine, do you want to take a lead on this for us?
Okay.
Just make sure, come back to the next meeting. Just make sure we know who's doing what already.
Yeah.
And have a little think what we can put into it and what extra value we can bring to it.
Okay.
And I think if Feldy and Bloom are doing this already, then so much the better. But maybe we can put in an additional little prize or whatever.
Okay.
Good. I sent someone else to Mary as well. The council have launched a document about planning for nature. I haven't had a look at myself, but the gist of it is, in planning applications, they're ask people more about what are you doing to provide wildlife habitats and what have you. So
yeah.
this is for the slightly bigger plan applications.
Mm-hmm.
So in principle, it's a good thing, you would think, but I have no idea about the detail. I'll maybe have a little look at that before the next meeting so I understand what they're saying about it. Is that everything on sort of green spacey type things? Thank you, Mary. So you can stay on as long as you want, Mary, or if you want to disappear, you can do that.
I think I'll probably, it's just about 9:15, so I'll probably sign out now, but that's it. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Cheers now.
Bye.